Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1129, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Brace yourself for a challenging round. Round 1. The category is the writing stuff. First question. Passing away is this kind of term, an indirect substitute for something harsh or offensive. The answer is a euphemism. Euphemisms are a fascinating feature of language. They're often used to convey uncomfortable or socially taboo topics in a more acceptable or less direct way. Second question. The term uneven refers to what early version? It's a phrase Jefferson used about one pass at the Declaration of Independence. The answer is a rough draft. Third question. Aunt Grace wants one more copy. Good thing you put out your poems using POD, which stands for what? The answer is print on demand. Fourth question. Add this quality to your novel to create an effect of surprise. It's the incongruity between what was expected and what actually occurs. The answer is irony. Fifth question. Orson Scott Card stated that this common issue for writers is never resolved by writing through it, because the original problem hasn't been addressed. The answer is writer's block. Round 2. The category is it's hyphenated. First question. The Venerable Bede claimed these people were descendants of three different Germanic tribes, the Jutes and the two mentioned in their name. The answer is the Anglo-Saxons. Second question. Nothing can bring you peace but yourself is a quote from which Emerson essay? The answer is self-reliance. To reiterate, the answer was self-reliance. Third question. What is the name of the prehistoric humans known for their impressive artistic and tool-making skills named after a cave in France? The answer is Cro-Magnon. Fourth question. What's a synonym for Old English, which was spoken before about 1150? The answer is Anglo-Saxon. Fifth question. Identify the city that is home to Hanesbrands, the Haines Mall, and Wake Forest University. The answer is Winston-Salem. Round 3. The category is Let's Take a World Tour. First question. Name the sacred river that runs through Kanpur and Allahabad in India. The answer is the Ganges. Second question. In which island nation can you find the heaviest of the parrots, the flightless kakapo, that can weigh up to 9 pounds? The answer is New Zealand. Third question. Southern Cross University and Lake Tuggeranong College are located in which vast country? The answer is Australia. Fourth question. Which Asian kingdom is home to newspapers like the Phuket Gazette and the Chiang Mai Trader News? The answer is Thailand. Fifth question. This northeast South American country was originally settled by the Dutch, but came under British control in the 19th century. The answer is Guyana. Round 4. The category is what's in a dog's name. First question. The name terrier traces back to the Latin word for what? The answer is earth, terra. Second question. The city of Rottweil, from where the Rottweiler breed originates, is in which country? The answer is Germany. Third question. This silky-haired, droopy-eared variety of dog is simply referred to as a Spanish dog. What's its breed name? The answer is Spaniel. Fourth question. Some believe it's the plural of Mosenji, a Lingala word for native. What is this dog breed? The answer is Basenji. Fifth question. This royal dog of Egypt was named after a town in Arabia. What's its breed name? The answer is Saluki. Finally, the last round, the category is cheers. First question. Yalis once cheered, brekekekex, coax, coax, which is the chorus of these creatures in an Aristophanes play. What creatures are these? The answer is frogs. Second question. Which cocktail, served in a salt-rimmed glass, is made with tequila and lime juice? The answer is a margarita. Third question. Identify the alcohol that's a common ingredient in both a Bloody Mary and a screwdriver. The answer is vodka. Fourth question. Mayday. This cheers star has also appeared in films like Dad, Getting Even with Dad, and Three Men and a Baby. The answer is Ted Danson. Fifth question. Which juice, when combined with an equal part of champagne, makes a mimosa? The answer is orange juice. Thank you for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more exciting trivia.